Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We are joined by Andrea Nelson, who is a Michigan State University honor student. And Andrea, the idea of a National Day of Service commemorating 9/11, how do you think that would be received on campus?
I think it would be a great idea. I mean, we were all those college students were kind of young back then. I think I was in sixth grade, but even then, I still remember that day, where I was that day, exactly what I was doing when I found out.
And where were you?
I was in school, actually, on the playground when they announced it. They announced it when we got back into the classroom, and we watched a little bit of it on TV. And then my mom picked me up from school and was in tears.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine for a lot of people, it's one of those days they'll never forget where they were, what they were doing when they got the news. I want to bring in our next guest, and that is David Payne, and we are talking about the possibility of a National Day of Service on September 11th to commemorate what we have been through as a people and the fact that we are maybe stronger than we have ever been in some ways. Hello, David. How are you?
Well, good day. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about this idea. What was the genesis of it?
Well, the 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance actually began back in 2002. A large group of 9/11 leaders got together with us, and we all talked about how we could ultimately ensure that something positive would come from the loss of nearly 3,000 people. You know, we all wanted to try to find a way to leave a long-term legacy that would honor those that had lost their lives on that day, and the many that are, you know, have been and were so heroic around that time. And the agreement was that perhaps the best possible way to honor them would be for us to rekindle the spirit of unity that we all felt right after the 9/11 attacks. And that's essentially what the 9/11 Day of Service is. And as you know, Congress, on a bipartisan basis, passed legislation that established it formally last year, and President Obama signed it into law in April of 2009. So, very exciting.
And what kind of response have you had?
Well, we've had a remarkable response. Last year, we had we had over 300,000 people that either posted good deeds or performed service projects throughout the nation, all 50 states and 165 different countries, which is amazing. You know, people think 9/11 is a uniquely American event, but the entire world really was struck by it in so many ways. And this year, we're having a far greater level of engagement and participation. People at the university level, colleges and universities, as well as schools and faith-based organizations, nonprofits, and employers have all sort of taken sort of the idea of making 9/11 a day of service to heart. And so it's really, really exciting for all of us.
There are those who say that we should have a national service required, not military service, but some sort of national service for the country. Where do you hope to take this day of remembrance?
Well, I think we feel, at least for 9/11, we would really want people to engage in service voluntarily. Mm-hmm. We all, kind of remember, as Andrea mentioned, kind of where we were when that happened. And out of the goodness of our hearts, you know, we all rose up as a nation, really, and helped each other and showed tremendous compassion. And for a while there, you know, we forgot all of our differences. And so we hope that at least on the anniversary of 9/11 each year, that we would all sort of stand down in almost like a ceasefire for sorts, so that we don't worry about our political differences, our cultural differences for a while, and we celebrate what it is that we have that, you know, is uniquely human, the common bonds we all share. We have other days to fight, but I think for 9/11, I think we learned the hard way how important it is for all of us to get together.
Andrea, I want your take on this, too. And I know that this is right on the heels of Labor Day, and I know that there is a loss of productivity whenever you have a day off work. But I am wondering whether we might be better as a nation, and again, you can't mandate this, you can't force people to do something they don't want to do, but if we had a national holiday, and it was Rebuild America Day, and that could be all kinds of things. That could be rebuild schools. It could be rebuild our social fabric, could be rebuild the communities, could be working for Habitat or Humanity, could be just about anything you want to make it. But if we had that on September 11th each year, what message would that send about the strength of this country?
I think it would send a great message. And there's nothing more important than seeing a country unify like that. And I think it would be great. And I don't think you would have to force anyone to do it, because I think everyone would be more than willing.
David, does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think Andrew is exactly right. It's an amazing thing. I don't think we have to force anyone. First of all, I think the country's ready for it. I think we all need a day when we can stop and just recognize the importance of helping one another. And 9/11, for whatever reason, because of maybe the significance of the tragedy and how it affected us all, it really cut, I think, almost everyone to the core. It was ironic that it ultimately brought out the best in all of us, and it made us realize what's most important, and maybe even reordered our priorities. And you know, without people even knowing about the 9/11 Day of Service, you hear it on the news all the time right now about how important it is to get back to that spirit of unity. And, you know, President Obama even made the reference to that in his speech today. So I think Andrew is right. I mean, I think the country wants to do it, but I don't think we have to force it at all. And in fact, I think if we kept it voluntary, I think we would see it to be more successful long term.
I think that if people did not have to work that day, if they didn't have to have their regular jobs, it could really create some great opportunities. Not to say that there wouldn't be some people who would choose to sit home or do other things, but I would just like to see what this country would be capable of, and I'm willing to take that chance and trade one day of productivity in the workplace.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point, because, you know, it happens to be that, you know, 9/11 is on a Saturday this year and it's on a Sunday next year, which is the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Right.
But many years, of course, it is on a work day. And, you know, one of the things we did this year, is we launched a brand new website to support the observance, which is 911dayofservice.org. And literally right online, you can adopt a charity for the day. You can search any 501c3 charity in the nation and then support it however you want to do that, and it doesn't even require financial contribution. And we did it for exactly the reason you raised, which is that, you know, some people can't get out and volunteer.
Right.
The other thing we did is we placed a little button where you could post a good deed for the day, so that, you know, maybe you could just help a friend or a neighbor. You know, it doesn't have to really interfere with your work day. So we're trying to create an observance that is very inclusive and doesn't necessarily demand that people take off work.
All right. We're talking with David Payne, and a very, very interesting concept. The National Day of Service on 9/11. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I really appreciate your support.
All right. Andrea, maybe we can see where this goes in a couple years. Who knows? We may be talking about this, and it's really caught on, especially with young people.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Like I said before, it's something like that to unify America and kind of remember that feeling that we had the day of 9/11 and the couple of days after. I think it would be a great idea.
Like so many things, and not just texting, it always starts and gets carried by the young people, and they're the ones who are going to have the energy to make something like this happen. We will be right back, and we're going to talk with Scott Dane, Capital Area Soccer League Director, and, of course, the Capital Area Classic is here. And I tell you what, I've never seen so many soccer players in the community as there are right now. It's like a little mini World Cup around here. We'll be right back with Scott in a moment. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.